Hey guys, how's it going? Today's fucking show is brought to you by Square Cash. Square Cash is an absolute, you know what? It's the best way to pay people for things. Anything. Send money. It's totally free and fast. And the most payments that you have on this, the most payments that you do can be deposited directly into your bank account in seconds. So download the free Square Cash app for iPhone or Android now. Now, if you don't have an iPhone or Android, change it. What up, everybody? You know what? How are you? This is congratulations episode, I don't know, I never know what episode it is, but that's kind of the beauty of it. I just kind of get in there and I fucking, you know, I'm not thinking about numbers, I'm thinking about you guys, all right? Definitely not thinking about you guys. I'm just kind of talking. So here I am. I'm still in Toronto. I'm doing this movie and, I am, it's pouring. It's fucking pouring out. I got one hoodie and a jacket, and I got to wear both of them. Even if it is cold, but if it wasn't cold, I'd still have to fucking wear both of the things because it helps the rain not touch my face and hair. And, you know, I'm not a diva or anything. It's just annoying when that happens to have fucking things hitting your face, even if it's water. Don't ever have things hitting your face. Never want things hitting my face. Dude, one time I was, before we get into it, one time I was in high school. I think I was already graduated and one of my brother's friends, he was like a big guy. And his thing was that he was the big guy. And people were like horsing around at this like party in high school. And this guy like touched his face as a joke. And he got real serious and he was like, "Hey man, don't touch my face, man. I have a thing where like don't touch my face." And I remember even then, I must have been 19, thinking, this guy's full of fucking shit. You know? What do you mean that's a thing? You know what I'm talking about? That's just your face. This is my hand. If I touch it, I touch it. What do you mean it's a thing? You got fucking, like, it wasn't a crazy person. Didn't have, you know, wasn't an insane lunatic. He was just a big guy. I don't like when people, like, have things and try to develop the things because, and then they hide behind those things because they think that's their identity. Now, I don't mean to get all Dr. Phil on your ass, but you don't really have things. We're just beings on a planet. Okay. We're fucking animals on a planet. So you don't have a thing. You touch my face. Maybe I don't like it, but it's not a thing. You just touch my face and don't touch it. So things are hitting my face because it's raining all the time. Sounds like a fucking Garth Brooks song. Slick stuff, raw stuff. Things are hitting my face all the time. Not like that. Well, I actually don't like that. Because I have a thing about hitting my face. Don't hit my face. So yeah, I'm here still in Toronto doing the movie. I'm one of the supporting roles. It's a bigger role. It's probably like the fourth. There's some stars and then me, some fucking Joker boy. I'm not in. The movie's basically about two people, and it's them in it, and then everyone else is like in it sometimes. So I got a lot of downtime, which means boredom. And I said I was bored last night on Snapchat or something in Toronto, and people were like, "Dude, you're a fucking asshole. Toronto's not boring." Nah, I wasn't saying Toronto's boring. I was saying I was fucking being boring, and I was just being, you know. But yeah, whatever. I was still chilling though, man. I was still fucking happy just laying around with just a shirt on in my hotel bed. That's some boss shit, you understand? Laying around in a hotel bed with just your shirt on? Who the fuck am I, Don Draper? Huh? I had about 3,000 fucking Facebook requests, and I went through all of them. I don't know why. That's how bored I was. And saw the 10 bans thing that people have been doing on Facebook? Oh, 10, here are 10 bans I've seen. One of them is a lie. Which one's a lie? And then literally they will go around, 10 bans I've seen, and they'll be like, Blink-182, RZA, fucking Garth Brooks, Puddle of Mud, Smash Mouth, Incubus, Papoose, Third Eye Blind, Soundgarden, Dishwalla, fucking literally can't think of another band. But then they'll be like, oh, which one's a lie? And then the friends are like, fucking dude, there's no way you went to go see Soundgarden. That's the lie. Or RZA doesn't make sense with that. Or Papoose. You didn't go see Papoose. And then I guess they tell them at the end. That's, if you're the kind of person that puts, you got to, I don't know, man. I guess you're either a bored ass housewife or a guy with no job or a fucking complete narcissist. Dude, imagine going up to somebody in the world and being like, that you kind of know, like an acquaintance, because that's what Facebook is, and being like, hey, man, hey, dude. Well, what's up, dude? I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, man, cool to see you again. Dude, I'm going to rattle off 10 fucking concerts I've been to. You guess which one's a lie. That other person should be like this. Nah, go fuck yourself. I'll just do my day. That's insane that somebody would care about that or give a fuck. Ten concerts, one's a lie. P.S. I'm an idiot. Don't fucking post dumbass shit. Hey, here, all right, fellas, here we go. It's been going around. Just put the last picture you took in your camera roll, post it here. Fucking no cheating. Or put up a pic of me, you and me. If you have a pic of you and me, put it up. Don't even care if I look like the fucking guy with the bent ear from the Goonies. Do it. See what I, and then do it, and then repost it. See what kind of pictures you get. Nah. Dude, I don't think that's the slick stuff that Garth Brooks was talking about when he was on Facebook. Don't think it was. By the way, news. Fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme has a Twitter. Dude. John, do you understand what I'm saying? Jean-Claude Van Damme has a Twitter. That's good. Okay? Love Jean-Claude Van Damme. And let's see. He posted a video and people were sending it to me because this is the video he sent and put it on. Hi, friends. Welcome to my official Twitter account. And there's a video of him on a rock with a hat on and sunglasses. The rock is overseeing the ocean.
Twitter.
That's it.
Twitter.
That's it. It's 2 seconds. That's what he says. Twitter. I mean, is there anything funnier? Twitter. I'm going to get on this rock, son of a bitch. I'm going to sit down. You know what? I like to think that Jean-Claude Van Damme woke up one morning and was like, by the way, maybe he, oh, no. I thought at first it would be the best if he lived right at that beach and that's where his house was, like right overlooking the ocean, because obviously he's got a lot of money. My favorite, though, is if he lives in the city and he wakes up and he's like, do you know what? Today is the day where I am getting a Twitter. Son of a bitch, get in the Audi and I'm going to go to... Do you know what we do? We go to the beach and we drive all the way out there. I have a spot where I do meditation and I get on the rock and I look out into the vast ocean
And that is when you film me saying, Twitter. And that is my first tweet.
That is, to me, if that's his day, then that's the best thing for me, selfishly, to think of Jean-Claude Van Damme doing that and driving from the city to the rock that he goes to meditate on, to be like, Twitter. And then he probably shot it a few times, like this 2-second video where he was just like, where he's checked it, did it once, and then he's like bitch ass assistant or his like wife or like one of the side guys he fucks for sure. And not even in a gay way. You know he fucks dudes, but like in a like, you know, not he's not gay, but he's just like, you have to. You have to fuck guys. And you and his other friends will be like, why? And he'd be like,
because it is a wonderful thing to experience all of the things in life.
And then they're like, but Jean-Claude, that's gay. And he says,
it is not gay. Don't say that. It is powerful and also an experience.
And he fucks guys on that rock. And then when he fucking busts a nut, he's like, Twitter. So he takes the fucking thing to the rock. And he was like,
okay, shoot me. Here we go. Twitter. Let me see.
And then he looks and it was like, and then when he checks it, he goes like this. This is what it is.
Twitter. No, let's do it again.
And then he gets on the rock.
And action. Twitter. Cut. Let me see.
Twitter.
That's the one.
And then he goes, get in the Audi, and drives all the way back to the city and then fucks a guy because of,
let's fuck now, guy.
But I'm not gay.
Neither am I. Drop your pants. Here we go.
That's the Jean-Claude Van Damme I want to believe in. So, that's fucking hilarious to me. There's only things as funny as that to me. If that really happened, then... Oh, by the way, guess if Jean-Claude Van Damme was in a fucking wife beater or not when he shot that video. He was, because he's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Has Jean-Claude Van Damme ever not worn a wife beater? Even when he has to dress up in a suit, he's definitely got a wife beater under it. There's no way. There is no way. He either has a wife beater on always or no shirt, period. There is no way Jean-Claude Van Damme has ever in his life not had a wife beater on. Like, one time, like, they were like, his publicist was like, well, you got to wear a tux. I brought it. And he was like,
where's my wife beater, bitch?
And she was like, oh, I don't know you. And he goes like this,
you're fired.
And she says, oh, my gosh, but I've been working with you for years. And he says,
then you know I always wear wife beater under anything. One time I went scuba diving and I was wearing wife beater under it. See you on Twitter.
So, that's for sure what it was. That's how I like to imagine him. That's enough talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme. Also, I kind of feel like, I mean, I know it's Jean-Claude, but if you're in America, mostly say Jean-Claude. Or you could do like a marrying of the two, Jean-Claude. But if you're a fucking straight-up American and you're like all of a sudden talking and then you're like, well, yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme, you piece of shit. Sweat char. All right, dude. Look, everybody's been tweeting me about this and I find it a compliment because I like to know that you guys want to know my thoughts on this. And I talked about it on Twitter. You guys... And I know you wanted you did it, and I know you did it. But and here's the thing: I talked about it on
Twitter
a bit, but this fire festival. I keep wanting to say fry because of the way it looks, because they spelled it with a fucking Y to be cool, which is so stupid. All right. I don't know what. By the way, I don't know what Coachella means, but at least make it Stagecoach. I know it's a word or whatever, but like they kept it real. Stagecoach. They didn't fucking hip-hop it up, you fucking dorks. Coachella is its own thing. I don't know what that means. It sounds like a word that's made up, and they made it up. Cool. Spell it however you want to. But Fyre Festival, there's your dead giveaway. You spelled it with a Y. All right, look, there's so many dead giveaways. I don't know if you know about the Fyre Festival, if you know what happened or not, but it was this thing that blew up fucking all over Twitter the other day and Instagram. And, dude, I mean, it's this festival that was created in the past few months. I don't know how to describe this, but you know what it is. Look, just Google it, all right? Google it or just go on fucking
Twitter
and look, hashtag the Fyre Festival, spell it with a Y. But, dude, I mean, it's this festival that was in the Bahamas that they fucking said was going to be amazing, and it wasn't. And these idiots, because they basically paid these social media stars like thousands of dollars to promote it on their Instagrams and maybe
Twitter.
I don't know, but so there's these influencers. They gave these influencers money to post about it. Even Kendall Jenner did it. By the way, Kendall Jenner, rough month, man, with the fucking Pepsi and then also the fucking Fyre Festival. This thing went down in fucking shambles. It was Ja Rule. By the way, I read about it, and Ja Rule said something like there was a toast when the Fyre Festival was starting. When they decided to get it going, like they were like unsure if it was going to work out, and they decided it was going to work out, and they were going to prep it. Ja Rule said something like, "Let us eat like kings and live like fucking whatever, and fuck like porn stars or whatever." You 45. Don't say shit like that, okay? But, dude, so anyway, these people spent from $500 to $12,000 to go on this island. And, dude, and they were promised, like, swimming pigs and, like, Blink-182 and Ja Rule. Hey, dude, I will literally, and nothing against these guys. Some of these guys' music I even like. But I would literally pay $5,000 to get out of doing that. And I'm not joking. To go, if somebody said to me, "Hey, do you want to go to the Bahamas and listen and watch Blink-182 and Ja Rule and be with a bunch of swimming pigs because that's on the itinerary," I would say, "How much do I have to pay to get out of doing that?" And I'm not being funny right now. I know this is a comedy podcast, but you don't understand, dude. And they said it was going to be like a culinary experience. They served them bread with fucking cheese and wilted lettuce. People were trapped there because there were too many people on the Bahamas or some on this island. And the fucking Bahamas was like, "We got to keep them in the airport." They locked them in. Dude, who the fuck hears about a festival, pays thousands of dollars to go when the festival's never been done before, and Ja Rule and Blink-182 are the headliners, and you're going to be with pigs? You're going to be with pigs? Dude, I love how somebody was like, marketing genius, dude. Talk about Don Draper. "Oh, but there's pigs on this island. They're never going to want to come because pigs." Hey, who the fuck wants to be around a pig? I got a question for you. You farmer? Hey. You farmer? You're not farmer. You person. You regular person with a day job. And that day job doesn't consist of you being a farmer. So why the fuck... If somebody goes to me, hey, hold this pig. I go like this. "Nah, find someone else to hold it. I'm going to go over in the direction where the pig isn't." But I love how they flipped it on their ass and they were like, "Just tell them the fucking pigs are, they'll get to be with swimming pigs." Like that's a thing. Swimming pigs. Dude, if you put any animal in a fucking body of water, they're swimming. It doesn't mean it's a fucking event. Dude, if I put my dog in the pool, if I said, hey, guys, come over. I have a swimming dog in the pool. People be like, go fuck yourself. All right. I mean, if your dog's cute, cool. But, dude, what? Dude, fuck this fire festival. And then Ja Rule, people dragged Ja Rule on it. If you went, dude, you need stimulation. That's the thing, man. I know I was talking about it on the other fucking podcast. But, dude, just be. You don't have to jump on every fucking... I know somebody that went to fucking both weeks at Coachella and also Stagecoach. How sad are you if you've done that? How much stimulation? Can't you just be happy just being? No, because Yakuda. You see something, you go, what's that? Gotta go. Yakuda. You're a bare fucking Cuda, man, that sees a shiny-ass bracelet on a boat. I mean, dude, they paid these fucking... And this thing was promoted through influencers. You know what an influencer is? This is another... Here's another word for an influencer. Yowla. You know why? Because that's not a word. Because an influencer is nothing. It's not a thing. You live in Bondi all day? Fuck it. Bondi every day, man. The fire festival was Bondi to the nth degree, man. Nah. I loved seeing those pictures of those fucking disaster relief tents. They were like luxury accommodations, and they put up fucking white tents. Like they were in a fucking suicide cult. Like they were all going to drink some fucking poison Kool-Aid. Dude, if you went to Fire Festival straight up, you fucking idiot. You are. You don't need all the info. That's hilarious. You know what you are? You believe in fake news. That's what that was. Fake fucking news. Yeah, come on. We got Ja Rule. We got Blink-182. It's going to cost you thousands of dollars. Culinary experience. Say no more, fam. Swimming pigs. I said say no more, but fuck it. Where's the jet? Swimming pigs? Oh, man. They flipped that on their ass, dude. It's like marketing 101. I mean, I don't know shit about marketing, but it's like, oh, yeah, but no, but I don't want to go to that city. It's dangerous. Yeah. So let's promote it like this. Hey, let's go to the city. You never know what could happen. Oh, really? Sounds mysterious. And you go there, fucking stabbed, shot, robbed. Oh, this, somebody should have told me. We did. You fucking idiot. You bought into marketing. You fucking lemming. You lemming. You cuda. Dude, your life's a fucking masterpiece if you make it that way. Don't fucking go to some island. My God. I mean, every show, every TV show they've made about an island, it's all been a disaster. Lost, Gilligan's Island. All other ones too, probably. I don't know. For sure. Unbelievable. Yeah, but that was my favorite thing of 2017. The fucking what do you call it? Fire festival. They even were lazy with the fire festival, like all this shit, Burning Man, all this shit like that. Go by. I don't know, man. That's what I want to talk about. I got two fucking, I got a voicemail. I got two voicemails, one from a fucking friend and the other one from a friend that I haven't talked to in a while. and I don't check the voice. Do you check voicemails? I mean, I know a lot of people check voicemails, but there's text messaging. Like, honestly, unless you're a fucking dad with a kid over fucking 16 or a mom, who's checking voicemails? It's weird. Who's leaving them? I don't check them, dude. People leave me voicemails. I don't check them. I haven't talked to them. They're like, hey, man, I left you a voicemail. Nah. Did you text me like a fucking person or you Luddite? Yo, are you Amish? Oh, you left a voicemail? Oh, that's cool, man. Where'd you get a phone, though, to do that because you're Yamish? In Pennsylvania? In Virginia? Oh, you're still in L.A.? Oh, you're in the metropolitan city? Oh, okay, but how's it happening since you're in a small town in Pennsylvania? I'm an idiot. I don't even know if that's where fucking Amish people are. Props to the Amish, though, keeping it really real, you know? Keeping it really fucking real. People, like, fuck that. They're like, oh, your technology is going to be changing that much? Nah, I'll just fucking keep these clothes on and chill near hay. Oh, that's cool. You keep connected with everybody in the world at the touch of your fingertips. Instead of that, I'm going to be with my family and some animals and wear this hat. I was listening to a podcast on TED Talk, and they were talking about technology and how it's expanding and how it's expanding exponentially, right? Like the PlayStation, they were saying it was on TED Talk. It was on TED fucking podcast, TED Talk. I don't know why. Why TED, by the way? I don't like that it's called TED Talk. Is that the guy that created it or is that an acronym for something? Either way, change it because it's not a guy. Don't make your TED. That just sounds like a boring guy. Oh, yeah, I want to listen to a guy named Ted talk. You know how fucking boring that is? Think about that. Hey, my buddy Ted's going to come over and talk. That's what you think of. I mean, I know it's not what it is, the Ted talk, but yeah, my buddy Ted's coming over. He's going to give a talk. Oh, bye. Oh, cool. I'm going to go fucking eat cheese because it's better. But they were talking about how technology is exponentially growing. And about how the PlayStation nowadays is stronger and more powerful than a military-grade computer in the 60s or whatever the fuck. And about how, you know, how crazy it is and how some people are like, yeah, no, machines are going to take over the world and we can't do that and how we can't fucking, you know, we can't have that happen, but it's already in motion. It's definitely happening. I mean, there's no way, you know, there already are robots and machines that are doing jobs better than what the fuck we do. I mean, you see about the fuck, I was talking about it in a podcast earlier about they're going to flip burgers. We're not going to need burger flippers. I think it started happening, you know? Because all these fucking people are bitching about minimum wage. It's like, oh, you can make cheaper to make it robots. But they were saying about how even like they have like robots now or machines that can actually find, I forget what kind of cancer it is. Something like the cancer of the blood, lymph, whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'm an idiot. But they were saying that. It can detect, oh no, lung cancer. It was lung cancer. It can detect lung cancer, in people better than like doctors and shit or something, some bullshit. And it's like, that can help motherfuckers. That's good. So they were saying, well, that's good. But then the bad shit was there's going to be, people are going to be out of jobs. But they were saying that the best thing was that fucking when humans work along with machines and that shit is crazy about how like, cause you know, we have awareness and machines don't really have awareness, though they don't have awareness, I guess yet, but will they or whatever, or there's going to be this, all this interconnectivity about fucking, where robots think with each other. And that's going to become like a whole new internet where it's like the skin around the world that fucking can work together, but they were like, the shit is going to be when fucking humans work in conjunction with robots and machines, because we have like this awareness and shit like that. And that was crazy, man. Like, going into work in 5 to 10 years is just going to be completely fucking different than it is now. But all I give a fuck about is going in, and I know it already happens, and just being like, lights on. And the lights just go, wong, and I go, TV on. And the TV goes, today in the news. Shower on. You know what I mean? Car, start. Vroom. You know what I'm talking about? Twitter on.
Twitter.
Do you know what I mean? That's the shit I want. And I know it already happened, but like that, when that becomes commonplace, but they were saying there's going to be no more homeless people because there's going to be robots fucking helping them out. I don't know, man. That's going to be a crazy world. I'm way too dumb to fucking expand on it, but that's what they were saying. Ah, that's crazy, man. But you know the, like, my, what I want to know is, are there going to be robots? I mean, I guess there will be one day, robots that fucking legitimately look like people, and then when they get a mind of their own, they're going to, like, there's going to be a robot that rapes another human, and that's going to be insane. Because also, they're not going to give a fuck if it's a male or a female. Like, a lot of dudes are going to be getting raped by robots that look like them. You know, that imagine. Because, bro, I'm getting a robot that looks like me. And when that robot turns on me and fucks me, there's nothing you can do. Even if you have, you know how you have that. I think we talked about this. Maybe I don't know if I talked about this or not. Maybe I talked about it on stage one day. But like to be like, stop, release or whatever. But it's like, no. And it's still fucking you. And you're like, no, release, banana or whatever your safe word is. Oh, and it doesn't give a fuck? Scariest moment of anyone's life. That would be fucking incredible. Incredible. You know what I'm talking about? Ah, fuck. It's going to be happening all over the fucking world. And we're fucked. Ah, boy. Guys, I want to talk to you about MeUndies. MeUndies are designed, and they're this underwear that I use. I wear. I always wear them. I wear them now. And they're designed in LA and made from sustainably sourced micromodal. And it's this fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton. And if you're not wearing this, just put it around your legs. It's amazing. It's softer than anything you've... The first time I put it, I had to actually adjust putting... When I put it on, I was like, oh man, my whole life's going to change. And it was chill as I just sat down for like 25 minutes and enjoyed this underwear on me. And you can save time and money with a monthly subscription to this underwear. So you don't have to, you know, but it's cool. It's got classic colors, bold shades, very adventurous patterns. So you can, you know, tailor it to your own personal style. But also, if you're not ready for the subscription, that's okay. You can still save. Just... go on the website, and MeUndies is offering you a 20% off your first pair. Just use the special URL, MeUndies.com/congrats. 20% off your first pair. MeUndies.com/congrats. Go ahead, revamp your underwear. You don't think about underwear style, and that's bad because you need to have style because chicks can, you take your pants off and chicks will see your bad underwear and be like, never mind. MeUndies.com/congrats, 20% off. You got to go there and you got to get this underwear. It's honestly, I'm telling you as Chris D'Elia, the best underwear. Square Cash. Now, I got to do this. You got to download the Square Cash app because it's the best way to pay. I know you probably got other apps to pay for this money people with. Maybe you do because there are other apps out there. What I want you to do is I want you to grab your phone. You're listening to me right now on your phone. I want to grab your phone. I want you to go to that app. I want you to delete it. I want you to delete that app, and then I want you to download the Square Cash app because it's the best way to pay people for stuff, period. I told you, if you're in with the mafia and you owe money to the fucking mafia, use Square Cash. And they'll be like, huh, thanks for the recommendation. I didn't know I was supposed to download Square Cash, but thanks for sending me my fucking moolah, my fucking cheddar. Through a fucking app that can download, that I can fucking get it immediately. I got it fucking immediately. You get it immediately. Download the Square Cash app for iOS or Android now. Get it on your iPhone. I want to see that shit. Fucking babies. But yeah, though, that's the whole deal with the fucking robots. They're going to fuck us and we're done. And guess what? They don't stop. They stop when, you know, it's not like they have an end game. Like when we have sex, we're done when we have an orgasm. Robots don't have an orgasm. Robots are machines made for whatever they're made for. And then they just keep fucking. You want to get fucked by robots? Then, you know, keep it up. But whatever. There's all sorts of new problems that will arise. And we just got to deal with them, man. People are going to be out of work, but there are going to be new jobs, right? You know? I'm not going to be able to flip burgers. But you know what? People are going to be fucking, honestly, I think it's a good thing. Because what people are going to be forced to do is fucking do jobs that humans should be doing. It'll definitely force some people to live their dream. Hey, I'm getting out of this burger flipping shit, and I'm going to fucking be an artist. And then somebody's going to rise to fame and money because of that. It's going to happen. Is it you? Guess what? Probably not. Because you coulda. You probably coulda. I don't know. Either way, some of you guys should be fucking living your dreams more, but some of you also should not be. Hang it up. If it hasn't worked out in 6 years, hang it up. So I'm going to check some congratulations pod hashtags. here we go. Oh, somebody wrote, you know a lot about pro sports and athletes for a guy who doesn't like sports. You sports fan? Sabrina Taylor at Gangsta Brunch. Oh, wow. Got to issue a fierce change it. That's the word. That's actually the, wow. I actually, honestly, have never heard of a fucking worse handle than Gangsta Brunch. That's, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. Honestly, you should get off social media. Gangsta Brunch. Guess if it's a white girl or not, too. Love you, Sabrina, but you're driving me crazy with your stupid handle. Thanks for listening. I don't, when people are like, hey, you sure know a lot about that? Are you sure that you don't secretly? Nope. You got to know a lot about your enemy, dude. That's like one of the fucking, you should know that. Hey, you sure know a lot about, yeah. I like watching shit that I hate, though. Isn't that, are you fucking crazy to not watch shit you hate? I watch shit that's bad all the time. And people are like, turn it off. And I'm like, did you have to watch this shit? It's amazing. Infomercials are my number one thing to watch. They're horrible, dude. I know the personalities. I know the guys. Some guys just are. How about that? There's just guys that fucking hawk shit. Like personalities that don't even give a fuck about the product. And then they go from product to product and say how amazing it is. You know they're lying. You know they're lying because that's their job. And they're talking about how amazing a saw is. Who needs any of that shit? Dude, there's this one guy who's just like this white guy that just looks like the most regular motherfucker. And he fucking sells. I actually took a video of it the other day. Because it flipped me out, man. How do I fucking videos? This is I did a 30-second mashup where he says he's talking about this saw that cuts it all. That's what he's saying. It cuts it all. I mean, it doesn't, though. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't. It straight up doesn't cut it all. It doesn't. It can't cut through cement. And this guy is just saying, it cuts it all. And he's lying. And we know it. But people buy it. That guy was on another one that had... They were selling these Christmas lights. Dude, this was the best. It's always the laziest fucking shit, too. Like, look how easy it is. Like, what's wrong with shit being kind of difficult? Or just not even easy, just regular. You'd be surprised. You don't even have to lift a finger. This saw will get up on its own and cut it all. You don't even... Just tell it. I'll just fucking give me the saw. I'll do it. But these people, this guy... This other one, this Christmas lights one, it quickly is skyrocketing. My favorite infomercial, by the way, is the old school, not the new one. The old school, now I forget what it's called. It's been so long. I think it's called Total Body with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. Chuck Norris just didn't give a fuck about this product, and you can see it behind his face, and it was the best. But Total Body, I think. Total Gym, something, I don't know. But this guy, this one... became my favorite. This guy who was doing the cuts it all saw, whatever it is, had this other one that comes around Christmas time, and it sells. He's trying to hawk this fucking product where you don't have to put up Christmas lights anymore. You just set up like a light show, like a light fucking. I don't know what you'd even call it. Like, it's like a spotlight thing, but it's not a spotlight, but it's a projector. That's what it is. You put it in your front lawn, and it faces your house, and it makes it. It shows like a bunch of like dotted green or red or fucking whatever color lights on your house. Like, it projects lights on your house that it's supposed to look like Christmas lights, and it doesn't. It looks horrible. And this guy's like, you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars getting a guy come out to put on fucking lights on your house, or you're tired of doing it yourself. Just get this piss poor projector and put it on your front lawn. Look how amazing it looks. And it doesn't look amazing. It straight up looks atrocious. It's like when pigs are swimming and you gotta listen to fucking Blink 182. Not knocking Blink 182. They have some bangers, and I'm not knocking Ja Rule. But I'm just saying, dude. Okay? Dude, I mean, come on, man. It's just the way he's talking, too. You get all hyped on it, and you're like, oh, shit, I got to get that. Look at the way. He loves it. He's a fucking regular guy like my dad. He's me. I got to get that shit. It cuts it all. It cuts it all, dude. Let me ask you a question. If you're watching this fucking thing, what the fuck do you have to cut? If you're somebody that needs to cut shit, like, honestly, like, saw-wise, You're not the kind of person that needs to buy a fucking saw because an infomercial said, you already know all the saw shit. If you're somebody that uses saws, you know about saw shit. So if you're, who is this for? Fucking plebeians. You know what? They're for fucking these, they're for these CUDAs, dude. These CUDAs are watching TV. Need that. It cuts it all. I need that because I'm CUDA. E-CUDA. Did you buy anything on an infomercial ever? E-CUDA. Dude, these fucking shiny new things, man. You don't need it. You don't need it. Still raining in Toronto. Actually, it let up a little bit. Maybe I can go out. I don't have to wear all my fucking layers. Lonely out here, man. Like, in the big city, you can get lonely, dude. You really can. You can get lonely in a big city. People say LA is lonely. It's as lonely as you make it. Oh, I dragged this fucking Twitter account, I guess, called fucking Deep Snaps. First of all, how confusing is this bullshit? Deep Snaps. Emotional Snapchats. Pictures of fucking somebody in silhouette. And then it says something like, never thought I'd lose you, but found the new me, or some shit. If anyone ever sent me a fucking emotional Snapchat, I would delete Snapchat, drive over to their house, and pummel the shit out of them. Then they'd post it. Sometimes your best friends best you in a fight. Found the new me. Dude, don't do a deep Snapchat. Snapchat's for dicks. It's for fucking you bits and pieces. It's for you bits and pieces, information, and funny things. That's it. It's not for deep emotional stuff. Hey, I got a question. Is it your phone? Is it an app or is it your therapist? Oh, dude, does your phone sit on a couch across from you and ask you about your feelings? Do you pay your phone $220 a session? Nah, because it's a phone, not your therapist. So don't fucking put deep snaps. And then it's on Twitter. And then they made an Instagram page about it. Hey, we're on Instagram. On Twitter, they told us about their deep snaps. Hey, we're on Instagram. On Twitter, they said this. This is the fucking inception. It's inception. So many social media outlets for deep, for something that doesn't matter at all, that shouldn't be. Deep snaps. No. Hey, watch my deep snaps on Instagram. Let me tell you about it on Twitter. What? Oh, it's confusing? Oh, cool. It's confusing. Dude. Just be better. And motherfuckers follow it, though. Who's worse? That's what I want to... I think the worst is the guy who does it, not the follower. Because there's always going to be fucking moron pieces of shit, you know? But just don't exacerbate it. Don't capitalize on moron pieces of shit. Be better. Be better. That's a deep snap that I would do. But I put that on... I can't tell if this guy, Matty B. Raps, go on Twitter, look at Matty B. Raps, MattyBRaps. He's 14 and he tweets stuff like, hide your girlfriend, I'm headed out for the day, and then a picture of himself. I don't think he's joking. Hide your girlfriend, I'm headed out for the day. Like what? Like she's gonna see him, and is he a he's a rapper, I guess. Dialing up the haters, he writes, and then pretends like his shoe is a phone. I guess it's a good shoe. Maybe, I don't know. Dialing up the haters. And then it's hilarious. So he'll do that. And then he writes one, went to the park with my friends after school to make some funny videos. And then just a picture of him near a tree. Like, bro, pick a lane. You cute kid or you ludicrous? If you ludicrous, be ludicrous. But if you cute kid, be cute kid. I don't know, man. Oh, man. I love it. I just fucking, it's just, I love, Twitter. I just love, Twitter. And honestly, I can't get enough of, Twitter. Because there's a lot of fucking idiots on, Twitter. And when I see it, I laugh because of, Twitter. You gotta watch it. He does the most sibitch point when he says it too, Twitter, and he points to it, and then he looks off into the sunset. I didn't realize that. That's amazing. Wow. All right, I'm going to take one more question, and then I'm going to fucking head out and because I got a lot of boring to be. Here we go. How do you go about Matthew at, and his thing is at Peckman underscore leg week. Change it. What's up, dude? Why can't people have normal shit? All right. How do you go about putting material together for a special? All right. Let's get serious for a second. What I do is I start out with something that I think is funny, and I go on stage and I start talking about it. I have a part that I think will make people laugh, and I'll talk as much shit on the subject until it's not, you know, hitting, and then I'll just go to the part that I know is going to make people laugh, and then that'll become the idea that I like or I don't like, and then I'll throw it out if I don't like it, and I'll start it again. But if I like it, then I'll start to realize what I'm trying to say. And then as I'm trying, then that'll become like, I'll do more material that's based on that material. Like I'll do, if I'm talking about like the, you know, whatever, war, whatever it is, which I don't talk about war. But if I were to talk about war, then I'd start to talk and make jokes about war. And then I'd think about, well, why, what is it about war? And then I'll start talking about like other things that are warlike, and then it'll turn into anything else. So just make analogies and talk about fucking, you know, working out or something. And then it'll just become a larger point. And then everything I talk about will be very, very loosely based on that point. And I will basically talk about different things and all try to pertain it to that one thing. In my hour, and that's specifically what this last hour is definitely about. It's about me not wanting to pretend anymore, and me being the me that I finally realize it's okay to be. And you know, it's a very general thing. And then how people react to that, and how I am that, and how other people are that or are not that, and then how it all, you know, and so it becomes a little easier when you find the theme of what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do leg week. And, right now I have 15 new minutes that I'm doing since I shot the special, and that's kind of becoming what I'm talking about now. And it's different than the last special. So that's what's up. My special is coming out this summer on Netflix called Man on Fire, and I'm excited about it. It'll be this summer. So that's it. I got real with you for a second, but so that's it. That's it. I'm done with this podcast. You guys, thanks for listening. You guys are fucking awesome. And don't forget to download that Square Cash app. If you got an app that transfers money, delete it and do the fucking new one. Get the Square Cash app because it's better. It's the best one, and you need to pay your fucking goons with it. Okay. Do now. But rate and review this podcast. It's, I like doing it when I'm doing it, but it is work. And if the numbers don't go up, I'm going to stop doing it. Okay. I'm trying to back up this motherfucking Brinks truck, dude. So help me out. And rate and review it and tell your friends about it. Don't not do it. Do it. And also, when you do it, don't say, I told you to do it. Some people tweet it like, Chris told me to do it, so I'm doing this. It's not going to get people to watch. It's not going to get people to listen. Check out my tour dates, chrisdalia.com. I rescheduled my Arizona one. I rescheduled my West Palm Beach one. And I am coming to, I am going to reschedule my Australian one. Don't you worry. It'll probably be somewhat later in the year. I hope so. I'm really, really want to get out there. So, but go to my chrisdalia.com, go to chrisdalia.com, and find out, or I think chrisdalia.com/tour, either one works, and go to look at my tour dates, and that's that. And also use the hashtag congratulationspod to ask me questions and try and game the system all day long. All right, my babies, thanks for listening. I love some of you. You know, probably, maybe. Some of you that are listening, I probably have love for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm Chris D'Elia. Thanks for listening.
Congratulations. Congratulations, motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Motherfucker, I am the motherfucking child, motherfucker.